Now, when it comes to safety, this medication has only been on the market for a year and has a couple of years if you include clinical trial and safety data. And what we're looking at here is the rates of any adverse event from placebo compared to anifrolumab. Any adverse events, it's not very different with only a slight increase in the percent with anifrolumab. You can see with serious adverse events. Interestingly, it was much higher in the placebo group compared to the anifrolumab group. But as you look down the slide, they're not significantly different. I do want to highlight, though, herpes zoster. That is an infection that is seen at a higher rate on patients that are taking anifrolumab compared to patients that are not. The herpes zoster vaccine, the Shingrix, was approved in 2021 for anyone 18 and above that are immunosuppressed. So this is something I do give to my patients before I start them on anifrolumab.